Lexington, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital in critical condition, but the Vatican says he is no longer in an acute respiratory crisis and that he's being treated for a mild kidney complication common in pneumonia cases. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, pilgrims who traveled from Chicago have been praying for him. Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil, and gas profits to the U.S., but in return it gets no security guarantees. Ukrainian President Zelensky says for every dollar the U.S. has provided, Mr. Trump wants $2 back, a 100% profit. Though Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the parliamentary elections, the Conservative Party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine. This is ABC News. The sister-in-law of Israeli hostage Eitan Horn is urging the government to negotiate the release of all the remaining Hamas-held captives in Gaza. Talks in the second phase have yet to begin and are likely to be harder, experts say.
We hope and need and pray and beg to continue this dynamic of releasing more and more and more hostages.
Hamas agreed to release four bodies next week in the final exchange of the first phase. In her first major appearance since losing the presidential election, Kamala Harris delivering remarks in California at the NAACP Civil Rights Organization's annual awards ceremony on BET. Accepting the group's chairman award, the former VP made references to both President Trump and Elon Musk.
This chapter will be written not simply by whoever occupies the Oval Office, nor by the wealthiest among us.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking Active Liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers.
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops, the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon. In overtime Saturday, they host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost four of their last six games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to fifth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby D was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your Fox Valley forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny skies, it'll be windy out of the west, highs near 45. Sprinkles or flurries tonight, 29, mostly sunny and a high near 42 for Tuesday. Rain mixed with snow on Wednesday, highs near 40 and 42 on Thursday.
It's 39 at our studios.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Look at these temperatures.
I know.
Doesn't that look good? I keep looking for the minus sign somewhere along the line here for a wind chill.
40?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Green Bay, 40 degrees already at 6:06.
And when I stepped out and I saw the sidewalk all wet, I thought, oh no, that's going to be really slippery. Just assuming that it's just like frozen water on there, and it's like real moisture.
It is. It's wet. It's great.
40 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Appleton, 39 in Oshkosh. It feels good.
Smart of the city, we talked about that last week, to do the snow plow operation to remove all that snow, because it would be a lot of water.
Yeah, it'd be we'd be underwater a little bit. Yeah, they did a great job. Yeah. They did a great job getting rid of all that stuff. We got Brittany coming on today. Excellent. Yes. Get a little bit of a long range thing here.
Right.
See what's going on.
I wonder when we can start asking her about the draft. You know, like, you can't go to the Farmer's Almanac, but I mean, that's...
But weather-wise.
Yeah. Like, when is she going to step up and say, you know what? If you really look out far, it looks like 20 inches of snow.
Let's ask her that. Yeah.
Well, they don't have 60 days out, but there's forecasts that go 30 days out.
Oh, I know there are.
For my kids' weddings and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like those, you kind of look...
I don't know how accurate they are, but...
That's what I'm...
Well, actually, you know what would be good?
But they're kind of close,
we're going to ask her to do this for us. We're going to give her an assignment. We're going to ask her to do some background checking on, like, the average.
The history of April 23rd.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some ebb and
trend,
flow. Although,
kind of, you know, I mean, the earth is tilted a certain way.
However.
I don't quite understand that, but I know it does.
However, the other thing that we used to.
Or the sun does, or something tilts.
We used to look out pretty far on St.
Pat. What tilts?
What do you mean?
For weather.
The earth.
Is it the earth that tilts?
Yeah, we're on the axis, right?
Yeah.
We tilt.
Yeah.
And that's why in the summer we're
Right.
You really think the sun tilts?
No, I got that wrong. No, but what I meant was the sun rays tilt. How the sun hits us is the difference. And then the moon gravitational pull can play a part too.
You don't know what you're talking about.
It does. I had one of those little things, Jim, when I was a kid. It's got the little thing and you roll it, then the earth is here, and then the Pluto's here, and then I had one of those.
I think we all did, but sun didn't tilt on mine.
I don't think I built it right.
I think I had the axis wrong. Right, you're supposed to put it through the
So that's why I was arguing with my teachers all the way through.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But it's going to be interesting to, and you know this because it's your birthday on St. Patrick's Day, but we were always stressed out about the parade. And oh my God, what a difference that day can make. I mean, you must know that from your birthday.
Snowstorms like you can't believe.
And I think 65 one time.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That is the most bizarre weather day of the... That could be 3 feet of snow in one day, or you could be golfing in 65-degree weather.
So I don't know. We won't put too much pressure on Brittany, but it would be nice to know some history of that. If it has the same range that St. Patrick's Day does. But we're a month away from St. You know what I mean? We're getting further away into April. So there's got to be a little bit more consistency, I would think. I don't know.
I don't want you guys doing big things for my birthday.
Okay.
Okay, done.
Just throwing that out there.
Great.
All right. I mean,
I'm not even going to be here, but
I was actually trying to think of what I might do. You know, I put that nice show together for Jim.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That's the best.
I thought, well, Mino's going to want something. Yeah. Too.
No, I don't want anything.
So, I mean.
Well, we have a couple.
Who am I? I don't need anything.
In the morning.
I'll just sit here and eat my biscuit.
But in the morning on St. Patrick's Day, you got it.
Oh, that's another story, isn't
it? Yeah, we're going to get to that. I just want to say on your birthday, you can start planning.
I just want to say one thing before that comes out. Sponsored by Tito's. Did I have any Tito's that morning? No.
I don't know. I got there. You were there when I got there.
I did not have any Tito's.
Why did you get there early? You never get places early.
I said 11:30. Walking out the door here on Friday. I said 11:30. You go, yeah.
Yeah.
I got there 11:30.
We're already getting texts on this. They want to hear the story.
11:20. Oh. I think you got there early. I think you texted me and said, look, I'm upstairs.
11:30. I got that too. Yeah.
Yeah. You got there early. That was great. I just want to finish your birthday. I think we should talk about that because you guys were so good to me last year on my birthday. That was one of my favorites. But maybe we can do our show live from an Irish pub. You know, that serves eggs. You know, the green eggs, they used to do that down here. You don't like those? And they have green, like biscuits, and then, of course, green beer. But I think a place in Oshkosh, Pat's got to know some place in Oshkosh that has it. Or maybe... this new place opened up in Green Bay. Well, Appleton has some awesome Irish pubs, Irish bars. So I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm not going to be here, but happy birthday early, March 17th.
Yeah, why don't you plan a party you're not going to be at?
I was just going to say.
Here we go. Tell us how to do a party that you're not going to be at.
Yeah. The other thing you got to do.
Yeah, call us from the Caribbean or river on the boat. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So when are you going? Where are you going on your cruise?
Bahamas. Jamaica, we're going to cruise Jamaica, and we're going to Haiti, which I still, Haiti is, you know, it's dangerous, it's all run by gangs, but they carved out a part of an island, I think that's going to be safe. So, I don't know. The other thing they tell you when you read about cruises, and I haven't done a cruise, I mean, I've traveled.
You've never been on a cruise ship? Because I never have.
I was.
The biggest ship, the only ship I've ever been on is the Badger.
Oh, that's. I wouldn't call it a cruise ship, but that's an awesome.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
should do that.
Oh, we're doing it again this summer. For
oh yeah,
sure.
Manitowoc, Ludington.
Yeah,
yeah, that's great. I went on went on like overnight thing from France to Amsterdam, and we didn't. They have some really bad rooms on those ships, like inside.
Oh, do they?
And I was like to the guy, I said, "I this like."
Really tiny?
Really tiny, and we had bunk beds. And I'm like, oof. Like, so I went to talk to the guy. He goes, look, the only thing we have is in this other room. And I'm like, take it. It was awesome. But I got a good room this time. So I think that, and you want to be right on the 50-yard line, right? Because that's the least amount of give and take.
I would imagine, yeah.
Balcony, yeah, we'll see. It's funny, because I was talking about that this week.
Although, I think the bunk beds on a ship would be fun. I think that sounds cool. Like you'd be in World War II going off to war. You know, all the bunk beds, you said I'm like six high. And
so
things.
She would have to sleep on one and you'd have to sleep on the other. Is that right?
I'm just like, no, ain't going to happen. So anyway.
Oh, wow.
So the room is good. And I don't know, as we get closer to it. But yeah, it's the same day as your birthday. So I'll be,
Jim's not going to be there to harass John on his birthday?
Yeah,
that sounds like a great gift in itself.
Oh, that'll be my gift. Maybe I'll call you, but they said that.
Aren't they really expensive?
Yes.
That's what I've heard too.
Stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that's like crazy expensive.
They kind of say don't do it, like, so it's expensive.
Yeah.
I might do that for you. We'll see.
Today is trading card day.
That's your thing, right?
Hey, Jim, they had that big collectibles thing over the weekend, right? Was that this weekend at the Rush? Or KI? The collectibles. The big collectibles thing in Green Bay. Comics and cards and all these things. But anyway, one of the guys I saw that was... You got to?
Yeah, it's this coming Saturday, March 1st.
So one of the guys that's going to be one of the celebrities, you know, they always bring back, you know, somebody. It's the guy from Goodfellas for playing the Robert De Niro role, okay, when he was a little kid. The guy that turned out to be Robert, you know.
Oh, I got it. So
him,
he was the
child actor who's all grown up now.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. He's going to be there.
Wow. It's like bringing in Punch from, you know, they bring in those guys from whatever that show was, the Cops.
I don't know how he had a free weekend.
Yeah. How do you get talent like that here? Wow. So he's
I interviewed a very strung out Daisy Duke one time at one of those car shows. That.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then Boy Wonder was here from Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I don't think those guys had great agents because I don't think they got near
residual.
Right. And I know you're, when you're, what's that, your SAG card, but you get, it's not.
I agree with that.
So, and those, they're still on. Batman is still on. Like that antenna TV I have.
Yeah, I know.
Batman is still on.
I'll tell you, I will say this. I probably dealt with 30 or 40 minimum of those types of people over my 40-year career. I mean, I'd be one. You know what I mean? So it's like new. And boy, they always have, inevitably, not every single one, but a lot of them, just a sketchy handler or whatever you want to call it. Right. Like, you know, maybe they got their clients or, you know, their A-list. Or, and then they're in Flint for yada, yada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're in Green Bay for the trading car show, but that's a big show.
That's a big show.
They draw people from all over. So
actually, I would like to go to that.
Do you have cards? You still have cards, right?
I still got cards.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I'm a big. I used to be a huge. I used to go to those shows all the time. I actually really enjoy those. Now I know it sounds crazy, but I love going to those big card shows and stuff.
All right,
collector
type
things. I'm a big collector. You know that?
No, boy, do I.
You always call me a hoarder. I'm a big collector. yeah. Got here. Does your cruise ship stop at St. Martin? Great Saint Island. St. Martin. Mm-hmm. Great Island. Dutch and French.
I'm not really on top of this one. But Donna's doing a lot of that.
All right. Oh, boy. Are you setting her up for a fail already? Aru. I didn't like Aru.
Where were we?
It was at the front of the ship. And we're by. I personally, if I had done it, I'm not saying about anything. No. I would have had it in the middle of the ship. But I kind of mentioned that to the person. I don't want to say who organized. But if I was doing that, I would have been in the middle of the ship. I would have had a double bed. In a walk-in shower.
There's
I let somebody else handle it.
Yesterday, I don't like crowds, right? And there's about 10,000 people on this ship.
Are there really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not crazy.
Oh, somebody just said, make sure you get your Caleb Williams trading card. Somebody gave a card to the head autograph of Caleb Williams. Green Bay sucks. Caleb Williams, 18.
Terry sent that in.
Wow. Seems like that's going to be the mantra for the Bears now with that new coach.
Boy.
Which is fine.
Bring it. Yep.
Yes.
Well, they better change it to something, but that's going to be fun when that gets going. And
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, there's something that I embrace about the Bears and the Bears fans because they go so far back and whatever and you know, Papa Bear and the whole thing. But the Vikings and the Lions, when they're good, the way they throw it at you, it's like, you guys have never won anything.
Right.
Ever.
The Bears, right. There's history.
Nothing. You got no lineage.
Right. There's history with the Bears.
Exactly. I mean, you're talking Ditka and Butkus and Gale Sayers.
The Bears suck. You know, that's even Sebastian said that when he came out on stage because he's from Arlington Heights, you know, that northern suburb of Chicago.
I thought he's a New York guy. Okay.
No, he's a. He was altar boy.
All right.
Catholic Italian.
Oh, yeah, you had to be.
Anyway, he goes, I know they suck. And then he just went on to something else, but it was funny.
No, I like when the Bears and Packers have their big thing. Got a text here. Mine, I'll be there to support your birthday. We can broadcast from St. Brennan's. Michael.
That is a great, great place to spend St. Patrick's Day. They've got not just the beer, but they got the food to go with it.
All right.
So that's an option. But I think Pat has something in Oshkosh for us, I think.
Oh, Pat always has stuff in Oshkosh.
He does.
Pat will bring Oshkosh to us. Back after this.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey, welcome back. Mino and Mayor here in a great-looking Monday morning. 40 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Appleton, 39 in Oshkosh. We had a nice weekend. We had a good time. Did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Raise some money for some great causes.
We did that Lucky Seven dog rescue here in Green Bay. And I'm sure they have them in Oshkosh and Appleton. But what a great thing they do. I mean, so many. We had to pick the winners of the contest. And the dog that won that we picked was a rescue from Houston, that whole flood thing.
Oh,
found it on the street. This dog just dying on the street in Houston.
They got the dog. Ended up in, I don't know how it ended up in Green Bay. We don't really get to that. And then this lady went and adopted it. And all the dogs were awesome. There's probably, I don't know how many dogs were there. It was quite a few. They had to set up extra chairs.
Yeah, it was a great event. It really was. It was a nice event.
Those of us who are dog lovers have been to many of these events. And it's
I've never been to one.
Painfully obvious. we went, and they have the focus is the dogs. Not the host, John Mino. The host. The focus
the way it should be.
Is the dog. So you go and they have leashes. Tito's was the sponsor. This guy to Austin loves animals. So they had leashes. They had dog bowls.
They had criminals.
What?
The person that stole your bowl.
Oh, just that kind of made me mad. I will say that. That kind of made me mad. I'll get to that. They had bowls with the good ones that have the
Tito's. Kind of like, cool.
Really cool Tito's bowl with the rubber on the
rubber on the bottom so it doesn't slide.
That was a really good one.
I actually wanted to get one for your dog.
Oh.
But they were gone real quick.
They were gone real quick, and the lady, so I was up there talking to
her. A really nice metal Tito's vodka bowl.
I picked it up.
Like stainless steel.
I showed Milton. I'm like, hey, look at a picture.
He loved it, right?
Yeah, because it's got the reflection.
I'm going to be honest with you. I literally felt sorry for Milton when he first came. He was like, shaking. He was like legitimately, I'm like, hey, Milton. And then the other people, oh, is that Milton? And he was like looking all over and he was like shaking.
Head on a swivel. Yeah. I'm like, you don't owe anybody money here. Just come on, relax.
Man.
But he settled down. He did.
He did.
He was good.
He just sat back and watched.
He did.
He just sat back and
took it all in. So anyway.
It's like when you bring that kid to, you know, the playground.
Right.
And they're like the other kids are having a good time and they're too shy, but yet they enjoy watching.
Right. Them. They're maybe afraid when they get there, but he settled down. He was great. We had a lot of fun. I was talking to him after. He said it was great. So we'll do that next year. Anyway. So they have these Tito leashes. They have these great bowls, which that lady, and the lady who was behind the table. Oh, you know, thanks for doing this. We're like, oh yeah, it's our pleasure. You know, we love supporting charity events. And she goes, would you like a dog dish? She goes, this is the last one. And I looked at her, I'm like, yeah, that would be great. You know, so she gave it to me, showed it to Milton. And then I was putting his leash on. So I set the bowl down. And I was putting the Tito's leash on, taking his leash off, you know. And some lady just went over and picked it up and walked away. And I was going to say, well, you know, I don't. And I really wanted that because it was. Those
all of a sudden, see Jim leaping.
I know. So she took that. Well, anyway, and then on there, they had some registration forms if you wanted to adopt a dog, or if you maybe some people get a dog and they're like, ooh, this is more work than I thought, and you can give it up for adoption. So they do that. And then next to that, they had in the cellophane, dog treats, cookies.
Okay. And they had cinnamon buns. They had nice little trays of vodka.
No, that was in the that was way on the other side. Wasn't even close to that table.
It was right behind me. The cinnamon buns were right behind us, Jim.
They were.
Right behind us.
Okay, I want to get to my...
Then bowls of shots of Tito's and platters of cookies.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
All right.
No. Okay. No, that's not true. They had the cookies. So then I went, I came back and... mine was eating this cookie. He goes, man, these cookies aren't that good. I'm looking at him like, are you serious? You're eating that? And I think he was on a second one. He goes, this is might be that lactose intolerant cookie or
gluten thing.
Gluten. Yeah, he says, is this a gluten free cookie? I'm like, John, I don't know what if it's gluten free, but I'll tell you, it's a dog biscuit. It's not a cookie. So, and then he's like, not. And then I'm like, I can't believe you're. And he has on two of them, which,
I only ate half that second one.
Okay, well, good. Half of it is because I stepped in. Anyway, so then we went to an event that night in Two Rivers, which is great. We'll talk about that sometime, but it's a whole...
Price is Right.
And I got there early to talk to John and got on stage and talked to him, and he's like, you know, I don't feel that good. I'm like, gee, I wonder why, John. You had two dog biscuits?
Oh, and man. I didn't know if it was like psychosomatic.
Versus... Yeah. I wish I would have got a picture of that. And he was like really like being critical of the taste of this. This doesn't taste good.
I go, these cookies suck.
Yeah, that's what he said.
They're so bland. I said, I think they might be those gluten types where they take out the gluten.
I'm like, oh, man. The way it was placed next to between the dog leashes and the dog bowls, one might assume.
But they were on our table, Jim. I didn't go to a different table and pick those up. Somebody had placed those on our table.
You know who did that?
Who?
Me. I went and picked up some treats because I want to keep Milton kind of entertained. So I picked
I did
up
not
the,
know that.
Yeah. I picked up the
you
dog
told
biscuits.
Me.
I put them on our table. And then you're right. That's how you opened them up and started eating. Well, a couple things that could have. Handled that could have been differently. One is I would have assumed it looked like a cookie, but it kind of looked like a dog treat. I don't know why, but it didn't look like a people cookie.
Do you know
the
how many
thing,
events
if you would have asked,
you know
if, you asked
events
if you had
been
said,
at, Jim,
if you thought
do you know how many events I've been at where it looks like a dog biscuit instead of a real cookie, but it actually is a real cookie?
A lot. But the other way we could have avoided you eating 1.5 dog biscuits is you could have said, because I put them on the table because I want to give them to Milton, you could have said, Jim, could I have one of your cookies? And I would say, no, John, you know what, John? That's a dog biscuit. Don't eat it. But instead, so you know, there's a couple lessons in there. Anyway, do you feel okay?
No, I do. I purged.
But that was really a lot of fun. And that was fun. The dogs dressed up.
It was fun hearing their stories.
And their stories were amazing. Those rescue stories were and the people who were kind of hesitant, and it's kind of a match. They kind of interview the owners, and not that they interview the dog, but dogs have personalities. And
I asked that one lady on the mic. I asked her, I said, "Listen, is it? I mean, what your dog went through is like traumatic."
That was a good question.
Does that carry over at all? Would somebody be a little reluctant because this dog went through so much trauma? And she said, "You'd be surprised. Love these dogs. Love them up, dude. How well they respond."
Yeah, they kind of put that in their past. Yeah. Anyway.
Almost like better than humans, it sounds like, in some ways. You know, adapt.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
John, you got to get into this. You don't have a dog. You got to get a dog. You got to get a dog. That may change your disposition on life. You're someone who always loves you and just, yeah. Okay, I think, you know what? I didn't think about that.
My outlook on life. How are you doing, John? My dog peed all over the damn house again. Back after this.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection looking for high school students interested in being the next class of Wisconsin Agricultural Youth Council members. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. High school juniors can apply now through March 31st to be a part of the 12-person council. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski says this is something that was devised during the pandemic to keep young people engaged in where their food comes from.
We have great connection with what we now call our alumni, people who have done this in previous years, and they say it's been a great experience. They've learned a lot. It's helped them focus on what their career might be. The people that we're working with are obviously very busy, but they're also very driven, and they're really focused on what's important to them, and they're engaged in they're very engaged in what that future looks like. So, you know, we get as much out of it as they do, I think, because we get to learn what they need, what interests them, what part of the world of agriculture is there going to be their focus. And so we get to help kind of craft how we as a state agency can help them with that.
Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Ag Secretary, they're looking for 15 members of the next generation Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. Romanski says that those high school juniors can apply now through March 31st. Just go to agyouthcouncil.wi.gov.
You've heard about Lely Center Monroe and how Lely Robotics can improve your dairy operation. Now's your chance to see it firsthand. You're invited to view it all in full action at an open house at Burnell Martin's Dairy Farm Wednesday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fenimore. Discover how this operation started with three Lely Astronaut A5 robotic milking systems. And in 2024, increase production per cow per day while reducing the cost of labor. Register and enter for a free cow brush at Lely.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Do you have a favorite burger spot? Well, the Wisconsin Beef Council wants to know about it. They've launched their second annual Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest, looking for the state's most delectable 100% beef burger. They're trying to celebrate those Wisconsin restaurants that craft memorable burger experience. From now through March 21st, you can nominate your favorite beef burger from anywhere in Wisconsin. Go to beeftips.com and submit today. That's literally a look at food news on a Monday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your Fox Valley forecast, good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny skies. It'll be windy out of the west. Highs near 45. Sprinkles or flurries tonight, 29. Mostly sunny and a high near 42 for Tuesday. Rain mixed with snow on Wednesday. Highs near 40 and 42 on Thursday.
It's 39 at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll look back at the weekend headlines with our friend and contributor Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All of us here in Wisconsin, plus this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air.
For
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The City of Green Bay proposes to work with the Green Bay Area Public School District to turn now or soon to be shuttered elementary schools into housing. The city proposes turning Elmore and Tank Elementaries into residential housing facilities. The proposal also calls for a land swap between the city and the school district. The city's Parks Committee may vote on the proposal Wednesday. A 43-year-old Wild Rose man is in custody after leading Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies on an 18-mile chase into Winnebago County. The chase started when deputies received information that a vehicle had traveled to Milwaukee to pick up illegal substances. When deputies located the vehicle in question, it failed to stop at a stop sign and would not pull over for deputies. Tire deflation devices were used, the vehicle still did not stop, and took to I-41. Finally, a pit maneuver was used to stop the vehicle on Highway 26 in Winnebago County. The man was charged with fleeing and recklessly endangering safety. Sunday was the final day in the 16-day-long sturgeon spearing season in the Lake Winnebago system. The Wisconsin DNR says 943 prehistoric fish were harvested this year. That doubled last year's harvest, even with poor water clarity issues. Harvest caps were not reached during the season. The 90-99% harvest trigger on the upriver lakes was hit, but that was late Sunday afternoon. The DNR adds that 63 fish weighing over 100 pounds were harvested this season. Pet owners in the greater Green Bay area will now have to travel to Appleton for 24-hour emergency vet care. Blue Pearl Veterinary Hospital in Bellevue closed Friday, making Blue Pearl Fox Valley in Appleton the closest emergency vet in the area. Northeast Wisconsin has been in a veterinarian shortage since the pandemic, with pet owners facing long wait times and even higher prices. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning, courtesy of Brittany Merlot. Got a text here. Are you sure John didn't steal Jim's dog bowl for his dollar store salmon to eat out of?
Right.
No, I did not.
A great listener. See, they tie it all together.
Yeah, they do. They bring it all together.
I don't know. You could be onto something there. But yeah, I want to. I don't know if that lady's listening. Please.
I'm going to be honest with you. That was the coolest dog bowl. And I honestly thought about Todd. About seeing if I could, if there was any left, I was going to get Todd one for his dog. I think he has a dog.
They had.
We know.
We don't know much about him.
Showed proof that he has a dog. Yeah. Hi, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're going to find those. All right, Todd. Well, we just passed his birthday. We'll figure it out. We got to get a Tito's bowl.
I sent you a message, Brittany. I don't know if you saw it, but they did this event over the weekend, and it was for a rescue, and it was kind of a dog show kind of thing. And, you know, in typical Mino and the Mayor fashion, they were doing their sketch without actually having written the sketch when Mino was complaining about some cookies that he ate. And Jim, what did you say?
He was on his second one, and I'm like, he goes, these are bland. You have one of these? I'm like, hell no, my dog, John, those are dog biscuits.
Oh, so,
he ate one and a half, and then I saw him that evening. He goes, no, I'm not feeling too good. I'm like, oh, imagine that, Johnny.
Oh, no.
Brittany, looked exactly like a regular cookie. It looked like a peanut butter chocolate chip type cookie.
I would agree. They looked a little bit like a cookie, but the placement between the leashes and the dog bowls kind of told me they were probably for dogs.
Oh, right. Was the Tito's vodka for the dogs, Jim? Because it was right alongside of them.
I don't know.
I mean, I saw Milton hit into a couple of them, but
that's why he was chill.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brittany, do you have a dog?
God, so you didn't feel good after that, too? Did you actually get sick?
I think it was a little bit psychosomatic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
You know where it's one of those things?
I would, too.
Yeah. It's almost like Jim and I were talking about my birthday on St. Patrick's Day, and I won't even sit on there. I had a bad experience with green beer one time that's kind of tainted me.
He doesn't drink green beer anymore, but
I'm in that boat, too, though.
Are you?
Really? Yeah. Just one time is all you need.
I'll tell you the story off air, too.
Okay,
you'll be like, I wouldn't drink green beer ever again.
Did you guys have the green pancakes, green scrambled eggs?
Nope. I've seen that, and I've never
wanted. There's got to be a place in Oshkosh that does that. They did it here, and I went to that for years. And it's early, like 6 in the morning. Oh, no, what time can you start serving?
You know where they used to do that, Jim? You know where they used to do that? Maloney's.
That's where it was.
Maloney's.
I was
pub,
trying to think
right
of
down
it.
The street
right,
here.
It was like pointing
a,
down there.
Half a block. It's like 100 yards from us. No, 50 yards.
That was fun.
That was the big thing at Maloney's.
Yes, it was Maloney's.
Because I used to host the breakfast thing that morning.
Yep.
Yep. You were there.
Yep.
Hi, Brittany. What are you? Are you Irish, Brittany?
No. Hello? Not at all.
Aren't Brittany, you French?
I mean, Brittany is such a what are, Irish name.
Well, Brittany.
Okay. I'm really, really Italian. About 75% Italian and a little bit French.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Got a text here. Thank you, Brittany, for the 40-degree weather. Jimmy the groundhog may finally be in my good graces again. Goodbye, winter. It's over. Is it over?
I wouldn't say it's over. Okay,
we have a winding down. We have a project for you. Jim, tell her.
Brittany, you don't have to take it up today. Johnny and I were talking before we went
if
on
you
the
choose
air.
To accept. Remember Mission Impossible, Brittany, on Sunday nights?
All right, well, hit the cassette.
Remember that?
Yes.
She doesn't.
This will self-destruct. Remember, self-destruct in 10 seconds
we have
if you choose to accept
an
this
assignment,
mission.
Should you choose to accept. Brittany, we would like you, come on every week, or we would like you to start forecasting the weather for the NFL draft. I know you guys go out.
Mission Impossible. I used right. to love your, that show.
Your assignment.
Who's your favorite?
Is to.
Who's your favorite? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mine was the big guy, the big, like, German guy or whatever. Remember?
I love when they took those Easter, masks
yeah,
off. That was
I love
awesome.
That show.
Man. But, Brittany, your assignment is to give us an accurate forecast for the NFL draft, which is in April 23rd to the 26th, although we'll take it from Monday to Saturday because that whole week is going to be activities here. And I know the Farmer's Almanac goes out a whole year, but there are some websites or some forecasts that go out 30 days because I used to look at those. Quite a bit. When could you start giving us an idea?
History of.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing we want to do, Brittany. Is just
pattern
this you can
history.
Do now. Just the history of the weather that week. Because we were talking about the,
like the average high.
But St. Patrick's Day, it's unbelievable. It can be freezing. It can be, you know, it can be golfing or shoveling snow. But I got to believe in April, there's got to be a range that happens. But I don't know.
Yes,
I'm not aware.
It actually is. I was looking it up actually the other day. Oh. I was like, what are the temperatures usually for this time during the draft? And they're usually in the low 50s. So that's as far as I went with my research
perfect.
For you.
Wow.
But you got to think showers, probably definitely possible. And low 50s are our average highs for the week of the
draft. That's fantastic.
Showers.
Yeah, not bad.
Ponchos.
Yeah. We can have it 50s though.
No, we got to think
about how to
make some money.
Make some
money.
Yeah. She just said umbrella hats, right? You could do that.
Yeah, because you can't bring umbrellas in.
Did I tell you I'll tell you a quick story. Super quick story. Brittany, super quick story.
Okay.
I want to say 1969. Me and my dad came down to a Packer exhibition game. Okay, 1970. Anyway, came down for a Packer exhibition game. It was nice where we left. Came to Green Bay, just pouring rain. We go to Shopko, which was the only place you could go, really, in Green Bay back then. Buy some ponchos. Okay. Find these ponchos, take them up, checking out, you know, $8 and blah, blah, blah. And the guy takes it and puts it in the go. My dad goes, whoa! And I go, everybody goes, what? He goes, what the hell is that? Everybody's like, what? Flipped it on the back, had a peace sign on the poncho.
Yeah.
My dad goes, we're not buying those. So like, sir, he goes, do you have any others? They go, no. Well, we're not buying those, Johnny. He goes, Johnny, get ready to be wet.
Honest to God, like you said, my dad would have
would be the same way. I bet.
Exact same thing. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yep.
So, Brittany, though, if we get closer to that, it's going to be interesting to see because I think when people talk about, you know, there's going to be traffic. It's going to be, you know, 300,000 people here. But people do talk about the weather, which is unknown. But if we would just know, it's not, we don't care what it is.
I think
we just want to know.
That's encouraging, though. Even from that,
in 50s and rain?
Typical Brittany, she already looked into this for
us.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
We thought we were doing some Mission Impossible thing. And all right, well, anyway, track that.
Hey,
for
how
us,
weird but, is it that the guy, the most serious guy in the history of TV shows was Peter Graves?
Oh, my God.
And then went to,
Airplane.
You like Gladiator movies, Johnny?
Do you ever have a dog?
You ever see a grown man naked?
Anyway, yeah, it's 6:43.
Sorry, Brittany. So, if you choose to accept this assignment.
Oh, man. So, Brittany.
Self-destruct this thing.
We got a text already. Thanks for the weather. Yeah, this is.
Oh, you're welcome.
We are in for a great week, are we not?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes. This is fantastic. I mean, today's highs, honestly, we're forecasting the upper 40s for Green Bay. But to be honest, it's possible you could hit the low 50s today.
Wow.
A lot of the state is actually going to hit the low 50s. So extremely warm. I mean,
you know, today is,
low 40s.
Today is the beginning of my walking season.
Yay.
March 1st
I love
for
that.
Me. I'm taking this week off.
Well, this is like my spring training leading into
it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like where your mind's at. That.
Yep. Yes. Exactly.
So do we, is this it? It's over, Brittany? That we, this is
the, winter?
I mean, what is winter in your terms? Is that snow? Is that temperatures staying below freezing, or the deep cold that we just went through? What's winter?
Are you, were you a teacher somewhere? That sounds exactly like what I
get. Put the question back to the student. Well, Jimmy. Well,
exactly. Yes, Jimmy.
I should be a teacher.
What's your question?
And they throw it back at you. Brittany, to me, winter is cold and like 15.
To me, winter is what we had the last 2 weeks, where it's just kind of depressing. You go out, it's 11 below wind chill, and then you get more snow, and then the snow freezes. Sidewalks are slippery. Roads are slippery. Cars are in the ditch.
Not,
that, to me, is winter.
Okay, then I'll say winter's over. I'll go with that.
Thank you, Brittany.
With your terms and your definitions of winter, it's over.
Give her the bell.
I don't think we're going to see that cold snap.
Okay, Brittany, we tape these shows.
Yes.
So, okay.
Brittany's excited. That's the first time she got the bell.
Yeah, I know.
That was nice.
All right. Yeah. Winter's over.
I think so. Yeah.
But then we didn't totally define winter, but if it, if something happens, she's going to say, well, it's not really winter. It's not, it's, it didn't go to 15 degrees.
Or she'll turn the question against us again.
Right. She did.
Well, you tell me, do you think we just had winter again? She'll do that. I
think we're definitely changing seasons. I'm excited about it. I mean, this is though the time when the wintry mixes kind of start to push into the forecast, or we do have ice chances, especially into Wednesday night and into the Fox Valley, where we could have accumulations. And so I hate this kind of season.
I do too.
To get icky, muddy, icy, blah. Outdoor rec all closes down. And went snowmobiling last weekend.
Oh, cool.
Trails were terrible. Mud. I'm so sore right now that I can barely walk. My back is so sore.
Hard pack.
Barely any snow. I mean, I was riding on mud in some spots.
Oh my God.
And then
where?
Very, very rutted. Very like up and down, rutted.
Where'd you
mushy.
Go?
Last weekend, I was up in the Minocqua area and then went all the way to Boulder Junction.
Okay.
That was not the best. But the weekend before, I was actually in Oconto area, Oconto County. Then I went up towards Vilas and towards Townsend, Lakeland.
On a, on a snowmobile?
Yeah.
How many miles did you put on?
She didn't
last weekend, 100. This weekend, 80.
Wow. You do more on weekends than anybody I know, doesn't she, Todd?
Well, the three of us combined for like a month, she does more on one weekend.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's incredible.
So what are you shifting to now that the weather's changing? So what will you do? Is that is it biking? Is it, do you go indoors? What do you do now? Because you're always
nothing.
We just got a bleep. We got a text. Hooray for Brittany. Winter is over, she says.
Yay.
All right.
I'm still crying a little, but I know a lot of people are excited.
But, hey, Brittany, okay, so you're one of those people, no matter what the season, you find something to do. I think winter enthusiasts had a season, don't you?
We did. Much better than last year.
Okay,
I mean, we'd like another week or two, but we'll take what we can get.
How did things go at the Aaron's thing? Do you know, like the snowshoe things and everything? Anybody hear anything
about
that?
Not sure.
No, little contest.
I mean, they make that so they can throw it. Brittany, they get a machine that can throw, make snow 300 feet, a football field.
What?
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
but don't you need a base, though? Can you just do that on?
Well, I think as long as the weather's cold, they can build a base, right? Brittany?
Oh,
yeah, then
well, I think you usually need like temperatures at about 15 degrees or colder, and then it's enough to start making that snow out of the snow guns, if that's the same thing you're talking about. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just need the cold weather.
That'd be cool to see, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a length of a football field, they throw that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting in the way? I would try to run in it.
You know what? You know what
especially
is
in the first 10
You want to know what one of my biggest fears in the world of dying is?
Uh-oh.
It's drowning.
Besides that, avalanche.
Oh.
Have you seen how many avalanches there have been lately?
Yeah. But did you see on some video they found a guy and they dug him out?
Well, did you see?
That was really like really cool.
Right. Okay. And then a follow up to that story I was watching over the weekend. What they do is they've got these dogs now trained so well.
Yeah.
But here's what they do. This is unbelievable. This is something I was thinking Milton and you and him could do. The rescue guy is on skis with his legs spread. And the dog is right, and he's leading him. He's holding him by a leash, and the dog is dragging him to where he finds the person's body.
That's awesome.
And the reporter got herself buried. They buried her deep. For 12 minutes, they had her buried, and that dog found her without letting the dog know anything about her. Brittany, you're awesome. We love you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Brittany.
listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only three states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's five election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All three bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Special thanks to Brittany Merlou. That is such a great forecast, saying that by history the average is in the low 50s for the draft.
Oh, for the draft, and that's her special assignment now. We're gonna track that every week for the next 8 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
That.
Right
about that.
Almost. Yeah, exactly. Either. We'd be in round two, I think, right now.
That's
2 months. Great. Getting there, man. All getting right. there. Getting close. Happy birthday, by the way. What other things we got going on too? I mentioned Trading Card Day, which is apropos with the big. Convention coming to the Resch Center. Tortilla Chip Day. Bart, did you have tortilla chips when you were a kid? Like, that's only been around for like 20 years, right?
No. I mean, Doritos have been out forever,
Doritos,
right?
Yeah, but that was Fritos.
But Doritos had just a corn one too, right? They had taco and corn. They were out there, but I don't think they were as prevalent.
No.
When I was a kid, you had Lay's potato chips.
We had potato chips.
And that's about it. And they were the most micro-thin things in the world.
Well, we had Lay's and Jay's because Jay's had...
Jay's!
Yeah. The twin bag.
That's the twin bag in the box. Remember? And then...
I forgot
about the ones that started with a... It was another one with the rough ridges.
Ruffles?
Ruffles.
Yeah, those
the blue bag.
Those were the good ones for dipping then.
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't crack.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know another one I used to really like, and I don't know if they make them anymore. Do you remember Bugles?
Yes, they got those. Oh, absolutely. Man.
I didn't like
that. I was a big fan of the Bugle because you could get that whole thing of dip. You could fill up that Capricorn with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Just eat that whole thing.
But tortilla chips, no. I think when we were kids, it was potato chips and dip, you know?
That's what I mean. No big tortilla type thing.
Well, I think that it was getting legs back then. But when it really, do you remember when salsa passed sales of ketchup? I mean, that was like, oh, my God, this is here to stay.
Do you remember that
they touched? It's burned in the recesses of my mind.
That was a Tuesday.
That's CBS Evening News.
That was a Tuesday in 2014. I was driving down. I was coming down from Vilas County. I checked on a cabin. And I'm coming down and he said, breaking news here. Breaking news here. You're not going to believe this here, folks. But Salsa now has outsold ketchup in the United States. Can you believe that? Grandpa told me one day, mark my words there, one day this salsa, salsa and sell it.
That is, okay.
It's like, no, Grandpa, go back to bed.
Yeah. Hey, you know, when you're talking about, it's kind of timely. I remember where I was driving when Pope Francis was elected, when the white smoke came out. And that guy on the radio was, I'm telling you, it was like calling a game.
Really?
Yeah, I was. I'm not kidding you. He was so, because remember they had, how many ballots did they have with him? Like three?
Boy, are you asking somebody the wrong questions here, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
From whatever. The mind three. Of the former mayor.
I think it was, I was driving to Appleton. I remember that. And it's like, we have white smoke. It was like very exciting. So anyway, I hope.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. We're in the late stages. Reed Harrod taking a look right now. We've got white smoke. That folks, was a big... we've got
a new
white
pope.
Smoke. Bob, what do you see? I see white smoke, Bob. I'm telling you, it's a little bit of a grayish tinge, but there is some white.
It was, we have a new pope. That's what they say. But anyway.
Geyser potato chips. I remember those too. Be wiser, buy geysers.
I know that you say that. I do remember that.
I remember geysers. I remember they're real greasy, but in a good way.
Well, the other ones were just healthy as can be.
The greasier, the better.
So, but it's tortilla chip day, Johnny. It's not potato chip day, but anyway.
Whole different ball game.
Yeah, but tortillas, we're having some people on this week. There's a new restaurant opening up in Green Bay.
Oh, that's right.
And their chips, of course, I like guacamole and salsa, but their chips are awesome, and they make them fresh. All the time, right?
That's
the kitchen
awesome,
it's going on. So, yeah, I
could live on guac. I could live for a week on guacamole and good chips.
That guacamole they have there is.
I'm a big avocado guy.
Yeah,
you might not believe it, but I'm a big avocado guy.
Yeah.
Today is also National Bartender Day.
Nice. Tip your bartender a little bit more than usual.
You know, you never will respect a bartender more until one of your kids becomes a bartender.
Yeah, waiter, waitress, sure.
Or whatever. But you know what I mean?
I get it, yeah.
When you really, really, you become a much better tipper.
I told you I was at an event Saturday, saw you, and got some drinks. There was no tip cup there. And I wrote to the guy, and he asked, I'm like, there should always be one because, first of all, the pricing was really good at that event. But, you know, you want to tip the bartender, but today especially, because... And now I guess Evers is on board with Trump on not taxing tips.
But just to get back.
I mean, that's awesome.
Just want to talk about Two Rivers. Just want to give a big shout out.
Oh,
to
God, that's awesome.
Two Rivers community. They've got one of the most beautiful restored community centers. It was built in 1931. Community house is spectacular. It's clean as a whistle. It's outstanding. Held a big event there for Manitowoc County for youth sports. These people put their heart and soul into this event every year. They do the big Price is Right game. All my kudos to all the folks. And you couldn't find a spot to sit. It was jam-packed.
Yep.
Probably close to 400 people. Everybody having a great time. They raise a lot of money, and every dime goes to youth sports in Manitowoc County.
That was a lot of fun. So,
I bet you knew a million people there, huh?
I did. And this guy sat next to, you're at table 19. Sat next to table 19. He goes, Jim, he was the guy, just a great friend of our family, plowed my parents. He was like a maintenance guy. My brother married him and his wife, and they introduced me to their daughter. Yeah, I knew a lot of people there, but it was weird to sit next to somebody that we knew so well. But Two Rivers is kind of like that. People who kind of grew up there, a lot of them still live there, and rightfully so. It's just a great community. But that was a great event. I mean, that was fun.
Yep. So
we did a good job. You were the Johnny Olson. And who was?
Louis. He was a police officer in Green Bay. in Two Rivers for a lot of years.
Oh, he did a good job, too.
Now, that whole community really comes out for
that.
A lot
of energy in that room. That was fun. But, I'm glad.
Great prizes, right? I mean, the scooters and the electric bike, 85-inch TV.
Oh, and it's great when the fans start, no, lower, higher.
Yeah, they
have to guess that stuff.
Like that. Todd, you'd enjoy this.
I bet.
Yeah, you would.
You, me, and him are going to put on one of these events, hopefully, for the shelter.
All right.
And we'll each have a role. Yep. I guarantee you that we'd be suited for.
It would be fun. Yeah. You guys, and we can do it. We will do it. All right.
All right. We're going to start our quick break. We come back. Justin Kinnett, Automobile Gallery and Event Center, the Shamrock Beer Invitational is on the clock. Back after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, the U.S. Supreme Court prevents Trump from firing the head of a watchdog agency. Also, are we headed to a market correction? Plus, who are the leaders standing up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Apple announced it will spend $500 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years, open a new factory in Houston, and hire about 20,000 American workers. It's a murkier picture for public sector employees. Elon Musk directed an email to the entire federal workforce telling them to reply with a list of accomplishments or face termination. But ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says there's been pushback from within the Trump administration as agency heads tell their workers to hold off on replying.
FBI Director Kash Patel ordering his workforce to pause any responses to the email, and leaders at the State Department and elsewhere saying no employee is obligated to report their activities outside of their department chain of command.
3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, a Ukrainian government minister said teams from the U.S. and Ukraine are in the final stages of talks on a deal for U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. And Pope Francis remains hospitalized in critical condition. This is ABC News.